Welcome to the News Hour. Tonight, a series of strikes across the Middle East jolted energy markets and fueled concerns that the war won't end anytime soon.
Brent crude oil prices, a key benchmark, are nearing a 52-week high after Israel hit a large gas field in Iran. And Iranian strikes caused extensive damage to a major Qatari fuel hub. Our Nick Schifrin starts our coverage.
Today in southern Iran, Israel expanded its effort to collapse the Iranian state. An Israeli strike targeted South Pars, the world's largest natural gas field, and Israel continued its decapitation campaign, killing Iranian intelligence minister Ismail Khatib, sanctioned by the U.S. for human rights abuses and cyber attacks. In response, Iran issued unprecedented evacuation warnings for energy facilities across the Gulf. And tonight, there are multiple explosions reported in Saudi Arabia, and Qatar admitted to, quote, extensive damage to a major energy hub. Tonight, Qatar expelled Iranian diplomats. The attacks stoked fears of a global oil crunch and rising prices.
Every problem we're seeing now was not only foreseeable, but was actually predicted by the intelligence agencies.
It also became the focus of today's Senate Intelligence Committee threat assessment hearing with the leaders of the intelligence community.
There seems to be a discrepancy between what the intelligence committee community has reported over the years and what the president has said.
Like these comments on Monday.
So they hit Qatar, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, Kuwait. Nobody expected that. We were shocked.
In fact, 4 weeks before the war, then Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei posted on X in English, "The Americans should know if they start a war, this time it will be a regional war."
The president says nobody knew. And my question is, did you tell him?
The comments that you talked about, I had not heard. But what I can tell you is that Iran had specific plans to hit U.S. interests in energy sites across the region.
This has long been an assessment of the IC, that Iran would likely hold the Strait of Hormuz as leverage.
And my question is, was that communicated to the president in the lead-up to this action?
And it's because of that long-standing assessment that the IC has continued to report that the Department of War took the preemptive planning measures that it did.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard also made this assessment of Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Iran was trying to recover from the severe damage to its nuclear infrastructure sustained during the 12-day war and continued to refuse to comply with its nuclear obligations with the IAEA, refusing them access to key facilities.
But in her prepared testimony, confirmed by her staff to PBS NewsHour, Gabbard wrote instead, quote, as a result of Operation Midnight Hammer, Iran's nuclear enrichment program was obliterated. There has been no effort since then to try to rebuild their enrichment capability. That directly refutes President Trump's State of the Union.
They were warned to make no future attempts to rebuild their weapons program, and in particular, nuclear weapons. Yet they continue starting it all over. We wiped it out, and they want to start all over again.
Pre-war presidential statements helped lead to yesterday's resignation by National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent, who wrote, quote, Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation.
It is not the intelligence community's responsibility to determine what is and is not an imminent threat.
Okay.
That is up to the president.
Here's the problem.
Based on a volume
no,
of
it is,
information
it is precisely,
that he receives.
It is precisely your responsibility to determine what constitutes a threat to the United States.
Republicans emphasized Iran's overall decades-long threats, its nuclear program, and the Middle East's largest missile arsenal.
Is there anything to indicate that Iran had ceased in its nuclear ambitions or in its desire to continue to build ballistic missiles capable of threatening American troops and allies in the Middle East?
Senator, no. In fact, the intelligence reflects the contrary.
So you disagree with Mr. Kent?
I do.
Today, the war also intensified in Beirut. Multiple videos recorded the moment an Israeli airstrike reduced this residential building to rubble and smoke. The Israeli army said the building hid millions of dollars for Hezbollah and warned residents before the strike. The war has become a nightly, deadly drumbeat. Overnight, Iran fired a barrage of missiles at Israel carrying cluster bombs. One strike hit this apartment outside Tel Aviv, killing a couple inside. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.